Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Foxbrooker Studios, the LEGO podcast. So today, I was planning on doing a set review of a set that I was expecting, but there's a lot of shipping delays here in North America, so it didn't end up coming in time. So today I'm doing something a little different than what I was planning, but it should still be pretty fun. Looking at my personal LEGO Minecraft collection, just the different sets that I have and minifigures and stuff like that. It should be fun looking through these. And really quick before we start the show, just if you want to go check out Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast, go ahead. He actually had a video on his personal LEGO Star Wars collection, and that was a cool episode. You can go check him out if you want. And you can check out my YouTube channel if you like. Same name as my podcast, Foxbrooker Studios. Let's get into the episode. I'm probably not going to do set reviews of these just because that would take a really long time because I have a lot of Minecraft sets and I don't want to bore you to death I just don't want to make you really bored. I actually get bored of listening to my own voice sometimes if it's for too long. So I'll just try to get through these pretty fast and then talk about just, like, my custom Minecraft stuff and, like, my minifigures. I have a lot of sets. I'm just going through the list here. I have the dungeon set 21119. This is from 2015, comes with 210 parts, 3 minifigs. And I don't technically have this set. I didn't buy the box, like the actual set, but I did have the pieces for it, so I still consider that as like me having the set. So that's kind of cool. Let's see. Then I also have the fortress, which is really cool set, 21127. 4 minifigures, this is from 2016, 959 parts. And then I also had The Village, which was right after that, set 21128. This had 9 minifigs, came with 1,528 parts, also from 2016. And yeah, both of those sets are really cool. You can actually kind of like attach them, like not like completely attach them, but with the little connecting bricks that come with The Village, you can kind of connect it, and it looks pretty good, like a fortress defending the village. So that's cool. I also have the Mushroom Island set 21129 set, I already said that. This is from 2017. 2 minifigures, 240 parts, and yeah, this is another set that I just built with the pieces that I had. I don't actually have like a mushroom, but everything else I have. It's cool. There's also the Nether Railway, right after that, set 21130, 2 minifigs, 380 parts. And this was, I actually kind of like this one, how you could, like, rearrange it, and it was pretty fun to, play around with in different ways of, like, making the track. So that was cool. I also have, this is my first Minecraft set, was set 21134, 21135, the Crafting Box 2.0 from 2017, came with 2 minifigures, like minifigures, but technically it actually had 5 because it had a horse and a slime and a pig and a creeper and Steve, but you know, only the creeper and the Steve actually count as a minifigure as far as on Bricklink. So this had 710 parts. I wish they still had this, like, available to buy. I think this is the best crafting box they've had. First one was kind of, it was okay, and the third one, I just feel like it's not, I don't really like it. But yeah, I think the second one was perfect. Then we're moving on to, I have the Nether Portal, set 21143, from 2018, comes with 3 minifigures and 449 parts. This is cool because I got the giant ghast, which I used in my nether mock, which I'll talk about pretty shortly here, I think. I have a YouTube video of my nether mock, actually, on my channel, so if you want to go look at that in more detail, you can. I also got the one right after that, set 21144. Farm Cottage came with 3 minifigures and 537 pieces. So that was pretty cool. One set I don't have, I just want to go off on a little tangent here, but I don't have it, but I've always wanted it. The Bedrock Adventures. This has been, like, one of my most coveted sets of all time. I don't know why, but it's just something about it is so appealing. I love how you can make different levels and stuff, and it's just so fun. So, moving on, we have set 21151, The End Battle. Comes with 2 minifigures and 205 parts. So, came with the actually, this came with the Dragon Slayer skin, which was pretty cool, and it had the Enderman, and, like, the End Crystal, and the little smaller version of the Ender Dragon, so that was cool. I like that set because it came with the code to get the Dragon Slayer skin in Minecraft. I think they should do more of that, like, for their new skins. That would be really cool. Next you have set 21152, The Pirate Ship Adventure from 2019. These are both from 2019. Comes with 3 minifigures, 376 parts. And the pirate ship was pretty cool. I really love the minifigures in this one. You get a dolphin, a parrot, a turtle, there's Alex, and there's, like, a little pirate minifigure. I think there's one more minifigure. I don't remember what right now. There's also 21153, The Wolf Farm. This comes with Steve and 3 sheep, a blue one? Wait, 1 second, let me check. Yellow one. So a red one, a yellow one, and then the baby, just regular white sheep. This came with 257 parts. Then there's also the Creeper Mine, set 21155. Came with 821 parts, 4 minifigures. This was, I really liked this set. They designed it well, I think. Although it is inaccurate in some ways, but yeah, it's a pretty cool set. Then there's set 21159, the Pillager Outpost from 2020. This came with 4 minifigures and 251 parts. I mostly got this one for the minifigures. I think the build isn't really that good. I wouldn't buy it for that build. I think mostly the Iron Golem and the Knight minifigure look really awesome. And it's cool to get the Pillagers. Next we have set 21162, the Taiga, I can never pronounce it. I think it's the Taiga Adventure. This was another one of the little army builders that's newer, so it's 65 parts, really small. It comes with a skeleton with bow, obviously. There's a little wolf, there's a fox, and Steve with gold leggings and sword. I actually got 2 of these because it's just such a good little, like, builder pack. I really liked the kind of like almost battle packs, but they're not Star Wars, but they're just smaller sets for getting minifigures. So those are cool. I also got set 21164, the Coral Reef, 85 parts, another smaller one. Came with a pufferfish and a baby pufferfish. Then there's Alex with a turtle shell, which is pretty cool, and enchanted leggings and a gold sword. And then there's also a drowned. I really think they should have waited to make this set until they had the spear piece, or not a spear, the trident piece, because they gave the drowned, like, it's like a shell, but it really doesn't, they should have given him the trident. That would have looked a lot better. Then, I got a lot of the ones from this, wave here, from, 2021 here, or 2020, I think, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, there's 21165, the Bee Farm. I did a set review of that on my channel. 2 minifigs, 229 parts, get a lot of bees, and a villager, and then the little bee skin, which is pretty cool. Then there's 21166, the Abandoned Mine, 2 minifigures, 242 parts. And then I'm hoping to get the rest of this wave, so like the Trading Post and the Warped Forest, so that's cool. I also got the First Adventure, set 21169. 524 parts, 4 minifigures from 2021. this year. And then, actually, that's it on my list here, as far as that goes. I think I have one more set. I can't recall it right now. Maybe I just skipped over it or something. I don't have the actual set, but I do have the instructions from the Zombie Cave set. Sometimes I just like to get the instructions from sets just to see if I could build it. I couldn't, just because, I mean, I could if I wanted to, but it's not really that interesting set, so. So that's it for my LEGO Minecraft sets. Now, you'll probably hear a lot of static on the mic right now, because I'm trying to move over to where I have my Minecraft minifigs. So, okay, here I am. So I have quite a few skins. I made another YouTube video on how to make custom Minecraft skins, and I showed off a few of my custom ones. But as far as, like, actual just regular minifigures that weren't customized, I had 3 villagers, so two from the village and one from the bee farm. So I got the white librarian, white-robed librarian, the brown-robed farmer, and then there's also a farmer with a badge that I got from the bee farm. Just a little note here, the villager from the bee farm, they kind of got rid of, like, the little printing on the forehead. I actually like the printing on the forehead. I think it looked better, but not as realistic, but I think it just looked, it made it look better, but that's just me. Then I got a Alex with diamond leggings and a chest plate and a sword, and then she has a shield. Then I have 3 regular Alexes, plain, with no armor or anything. Then there's also there's a Steve in full diamond. There's a Steve with leather leggings and a wood axe. Then I have, like, 7 or so, like, just regular plain Steves. And then there's one with gold leggings. Just another little fun fact. Before 2020, the Steve heads, the skin tone was a lot more realistic. But lately, a defect on their printer for the heads or something, or maybe they just think it looks more realistic. I don't think it does, but the face looks a lot whiter, and the colors just aren't as contrasted. I just don't really like the look of it, so I try to get, like, older Steves from, like, 2016 when I can, but obviously the new sets come with the new ones, so you can't really help that. I also made a custom farmer villager with bendable legs, so I just kind of used a brown marker on just a regular brown torso and legs to make, like a villager farmer looking thing. I have some different leggings that aren't attached to any minifigures. I have 2 leather and 2 iron. Then there's some Steves without heads, because I use the Steve heads on, like, custom minifigures. I have the legs from the skins from the blister packs, just the legs, and then I have the full minifigure too. But just like the gray, almost like knee pads looking. And then there's I have 2 armor stands. They're not realistic armor stands, but they just hold my armor. There was a video by, I think it was LS Motion, on how to make these, so I just used that, and I store my my armor on there, so I have some enchanted armor and some diamond armor. I have a lot of diamond. I don't know why, but I was just obsessed with diamond when I first was getting LEGO Minecraft, and then I learned you get enough from just buying the sets instead of having to buy it individually on Bricklink. So, moving on to skins, I got the bee skin from the bee farm with the elytra piece. That's pretty cool. The beekeeper lady, and then there's the Dragon Slayer skin from the End Battle set. That's pretty cool. That's the one you can get in game. And then there's also the blacksmith minifig. So it's kind of like Alex, but different, just different hair, sort of, and just different colors. And she has black eyes instead. And so that's kind of cool minifigure. I actually like this better than Alex. Just Alex is kind of generic, But yeah, she has like some goggles and like a apron and looks pretty cool. I got that from the Creeper Mine. Then there's the pirate from the Pirate Ship Adventure. He has a gold sword and he has a little eye patch. And then a blue eye, which is cool. And then there's the knight minifigure from the Pillager Outpost set. This is pretty cool. I think with the knight minifigure, it's always hard to tell if he's wearing like iron leggings or if that's just part of his skin. It's interesting to try to tell. And then that's it for the official skins. I also had the, you know, like I said, I had the blister pack from like the gray minifigure with like he had like more brownish skin color. And he had like a little beard, and he had like a gray hair. The minifigure head that was square was kind of like a gray color, but I took it apart because I wanted to make the person from Titan Pictures Lego Minecraft Movie 4, I think, with that like kind of wither skeleton looking torso and then like the Batman cape with the Steve head. I always thought that was a cool looking skin, so I made that. So there's that, and that's it for my like regular Minecraft skins. If you want to look at my custom ones, you can go see my YouTube video. And then I'm gonna lightly browse over my custom Minecraft world things, kind of like little portions of worlds, but I'll try to be really quick because I'm running out of time here. So I took the village and I kind of turned it into more, it was like, it's not like interchange, like you can't change the modules around now, but it's like a lot more sturdy and holds together better. It's always been kind of a fragile thing though, because it's so big and it's hard to not drop a piece. Then I have a few little cave dioramas. There's one with, yeah, like some, they all have little minecart tracks, and then the Nether Railway, I actually made just a regular, like, cave version of that, because I took apart the Nether version, but it's just kind of the same thing, but in, like, a regular cave, so that looks cool, and there's a jumping slime instead of a magma cube. I also made a noob house. Actually, I think I'm going to make a tutorial on how to make this on my YouTube channel soon. I'm not sure, but I think I will, but, yeah, anyway, it looks really bad, but that's the point, so, yeah, so there's that. I took the trading post off of the the village set. It's just kind of separately there. I also took the watchtower from the village set, and I built up the base a little more so it looks like more, because there's snow in the set. It's like almost right next to all the rest of like the green grass, and I just didn't think it looked good, so I just built up the base a little more. Then I also have a cave scene where I shoot my Minecraft stop motions that are coming out soon. You'll have to wait for that, but there's one I'm going to release pretty soon, so go ahead and I'll have you waiting for that in suspense to see what it looks like. spoiler! So yeah, I use the cave scene there. And then there's also another cave scene, which is like a mine shaft. There's a mine shaft entrance, and there's a little waterfall right next to it. And there's like some spider webs, and I like making cave versions of like other Nether sets. So this was basically a cave version of the Nether portal. So, but it's a little more blocked up, so it looks like an actual cave, and it's kind of dark. So that looks cool. Took the coral reef, I added onto the base a little more, and added a few more pufferfish. But it's about the same. There's that, and then I got it's the same house from the, come on, think of it, Nolan, use your brain, the little farmhouse set. I don't remember what it is right now. Oh, the farm cottage. So I took the bottom base from that, and I just put the roof on and put, like, some snow, so it's like a little snow biome, and I still have the little, kind of just the farmy area from that, like where there's like the little banners and stuff, and then there's like the press for and the anvil for making like name tags and stuff. There's that. I made the, so from the end battle, The pillar was really way too short. That was extremely inaccurate, but I get it. It would be... making an accurate end pillar would probably, like, just one pillar would cost, like, $50, because it's so tall and so large. So that would take a lot of money. Then, yeah, like I said, I have the Mushroom Island, which is not really... I didn't actually buy the set. I just built it. Then there's also the dungeon, same thing, just built it. Then I have a little waterfall diorama from my old Minecraft world, my first one when I only had one Minecraft world. So, I just kept that little feature because it was pretty cool. So, I don't think I've actually ever done a video on my old Minecraft world. But anyway, then there's a little jumping slime display. I'm pretty sure I posted a how-to video on my YouTube channel to make that jumping slime display. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I didn't post it. I'm pretty sure, though. Then I have, like, a little beach side. And then there's also, like, a snow biome with, like, a snow-covered tree. The same design from, I think it was the... It's just, like, a taiga tree where they have... Taiga, maybe? I think I'm just gonna call it taiga from now on, because that sounds the most correct. Anyway, there's, like, the tree with, like, snow on top of it, and it's supposed to look pretty cool. I'm gonna put my fox in there. And let me move again. Now we're moving on to my larger Minecraft world. So this is, I just put some base, I've had some base plates, and I built up, I'll probably do a video on this soon, of how to make, like, just a base for, like, custom Minecraft worlds. It's a lot easier to move it around when there's, like, modules. So I have two 32 by 32 plates right next to each other, and I make, like, little half worlds on those. Once I get my new workroom, I'm gonna try to, like, arrange them, but right now they're just kind of sitting on the shelf, sort of. So, I have my shooting scene where I'm, or not shooting, but, like, my filming scene that I'm making my Minecraft stop motion right now. More spoiler alerts. So this is kind of like a hillside. So yeah, there's, like, some trees. I tried to make it really detailed. If you've ever seen Lego Minecraft Movie 1 from Titan Pictures, I tried to make it look like that opening intro where he, like, walks into the cave without any wood or, like, anything that he can mine with. Like, he didn't even have a pickaxe or anything to mine in the cave. It was just kind of funny. But, yeah, I just tried to kind of recreate that scene a little bit, but it's a little different. So that's kind of fun. There's a lot of trees and a lot of flowers. There's a few mushrooms, too. Then there's also another scene where I made a stop motion, but it wasn't super good, so I'm not posting it. But I don't know. I'll figure it out. Maybe I'll, like, post it later as, like, a throwback Thursday or something, looking at, like, old Minecraft stop motions I've never posted or something. I don't know. But yeah. So I have, this is, like, for my friend Jagger's house. I just made, like, a little Minecraft house for his minifigure that I made for him. So, like, in stop motions, that will be his house. Because I have, like, my friends in the stop motions. I just like doing that. And, yeah, and there's some flowers, and there's, like, a little kind of garden area, kind of, like, from the farm cottage. But I had a few extra banners, so I just made a little extra, just planting area. Then there's a pumpkin on the side here, and there's some melons, and there's some wheat, and then there's also a sign that points to the village. This house is kind of far away from the village, so it just gives you a point of reference, like, where the village is. And it's kind of on, like, a one block. This is supposed to be in the middle of the plains, so, like, it's kind of on the one block kind of tier. But, like, it's pretty much just flat. So that's kind of cool. It has a straw roof and pretty simple house. This is kind of like the wise man's house. Another Titan Pictures thing. He does really good stop motion. So I'm not trying to, like, copy him. But I'm just using a few of his techniques. So that's cool. There's a little sheep in the pen. And then my last one, one of the last ones, is the fortress, and I kind of rebuilt this because I felt like the inside was a little too small and cramped, so I made it a little bit bigger, and I think it looks better. I just adjusted the towers a little bit, so there's an extra door in the entryway instead of having, like, the pressure plate, which I think I should have kept that together now that I think about it, but I took off the pressure plate, and now it just has, like, levers to open it. So there's that. There's a little, yeah, there's, I kept all the original features, like, the main features. I did replace the, just a few things on it. I rearranged it, but it's about the same. And then I made the towers a little bit more realistic, like I said, and then just more depth to it. So that's that for over there. Move one more time and talk about my house, my Minecraft house, and just the different tools I have. So this is my house, and I'm going to use it in stop motion soon. I'll have to figure out when I'm actually doing that, because I've been pretty busy lately. I haven't gotten a lot of time to work on the stop motion. But yeah, it's a pretty simple house. I just like, this design of this house was kind of, it was kind of inspired by my original Minecraft house from the Crafting Box 2.0. It's kind of like the hut, it was inspired by that, my first little hut thing, but it's definitely updated. I just did some different blocking. So the first block is like just wood, so it's brown. Then the second is planks. This is all oak wood. So the second row of blocks is planks. So it's like, yeah, the nougat color. And then I have some stone slabs. So there's a slab row of stone, and then there's one of cobblestone. And then I topped it all off with just regular wood and planks. And then there's also an item frame with a gold sword in the front right next to my door. And then on the top, there's just two torches that are kind of, like, up above my roof. So that's cool. And I built just a little bit of a diorama around that. So I have, like, a little garden with, like, a little place to fish as well. There's, like, a little pond with a lily pad. And, yeah, and then there's another little stream in the back of my house. So that's that, and then there's also, another little house. I just make kind of, like, random Minecraft houses to use in stop motions, even if I don't have them, like, even if I don't have, like, a diorama built around them. So, yeah, so there, that other one, it's just pretty normal. It's, like, stone with some, wood. And then I also have a mesa biome. Another one I'm planning to put in a stop motion soon, but not extremely soon, because as you know, you have to be pretty experienced to find the mesa, either that or just a really lucky spawn. But yeah, it's cool, and I have a little bit of the savanna right next to that, and I'm gonna make like a savanna slash mesa slash Tagaya Taiga. I can never say it. Taiga biome. I did like one of the mesa, also known as Badlands. Mesa. Just kind of. A mesa. A mesa is not only the biome, but mesas are actually, like, in real life, they're like tall mountains with, like, different layers of rock. So I made one of those, and yeah, there's a little stream. I used part of the creeper mine, because that's kind of supposed to be in, like, a mesa desert area. So that's it for the Minecraft world. I have a few tools as well. I'm trying to finish up pretty soon. I have them all arranged. I have some diamond swords and pickaxes, and then I have some hoes, the pickaxe piece with part of it cut off. It looks pretty good, actually. So there's that, and then there's some iron swords, pickaxes, axes, and hoes. Then I also have some gold swords, and then there's also a gold shovel from the bee farm. I actually have a gold sword from my friend Jagger. Before the pandemic, I went over his house, and I was trading him, and he had, like, his dog didn't accidentally, but he didn't mean to give it to his dog, but his dog got to his gold sword and it chewed it up. And I thought it would be useful because, like, you know how, like, when you're about to break, like, tools, it looks like, you can see, or just, like, to show that the sword is about to break. So I figured that would be kind of useful. Then I also have some stone stuff. I have a sword and a shovel from the abandoned mine. Then a bunch of wood stuff. I don't know why I have so many wood shovels, but that's, like, the most common. It's not the most common Minecraft, Lego Minecraft tool, but for some reason I have a million of them. I think I have, like, 7. And then I also have just a wood sword, 2 wood pack axes, 2 axes, and then a hoe. And then I also have a few bows, and then there's a crossbow, and then there's also a enchanted bow. So, and then I also have a few shields. So, hopefully you're not sleeping right now, because I could, anyway. Hopefully I haven't made you really bored, but, yeah, it's cool looking through the different Minecraft stuff I have. I guess that's it for today, and hopefully my Lego sets will have arrived by next time, so I can do a review on them, but, I'm not sure. I think I had the Ruined Portal, the Horse Stable, and the Imperial Armored Marauder, and then I also have the Mandalorian Forge coming, but that's, that's releasing September, so still not, like, out yet, technically. It's a pre-order thing, so, but that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this, looking through my collection. And if you want to check out my YouTube channel where I have a bunch of the, one last thing before we go, I actually forgot to talk about really fast, just my little nether, mock, and obviously I have the YouTube video on it, so if you want to actually see it, go ahead and look that up on my YouTube channel, I forgot to actually talk about it in here. So it's pretty simple, there's just a little bit of the original nether before the update. So just like a little, there's a netherrack cave with like some glowstone and nether quartz and nether gold. That's new, I think. And then like there's blue fire on the netherrack. And then there's a redstone torch. But then there's also some of the warped biome and the crimson biome. And the crimson biome has 2 trees. Warped biome has 1 tree. I think I need to work on my warped biome because it's supposed to be like the blue color, but I didn't have like the right blue, so I used diamond bricks, like the diamond colored bricks, but I don't really think it looks good, so I'm gonna try to update that soon and make it look more accurate. But I'd say the trees look pretty good. I'm trying to make like a little bit of like moss coming down the side, and then one of the trees has a little spot where you can stick in a 1x2 clear. A 1x2x5, because it's tall brick, when you can stick in the ghast, which I attached the ghast to a 1x2x5 clear brick, so you can stick that in there and look like it's floating above the trees. And there's also a blaze and a big magma cube, and there's a few baby magma cubes, and this is where I incorporated my jumping magma cube display into the crimson biome. So just the alternate version of my jumping slime display. So I put that in there. And there's the skins. There's just a few different other custom ones. I never really pull them out, though. So I don't really count them as skins, even though they are technically there. But they're custom. So I had one. It has, like, a magma cube head, which I kind of like. And the other one's, like, a skeleton head with enchanted pickaxe and diamond chest plate. And the other one has an enchanted helmet and enchanted chest plate, and he's battling a blaze. He's holding a blaze rod and a sword. So, that's it. Okay, I think I'm done. Oh, yeah, there's a little soul sand there, too. So, yeah, I think I'm done with this episode. Like I said, if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, go ahead. It's just Foxbreaker Studios. Leave a review if your podcast app allows you to do so. That would be really appreciated. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.